Hello, my name is Falcom Greer and I am 20 years old.
I'm Mary Jo Cambridge and I am 57 years old and I own the Alaska Training Room here in Homer. You identify as a gay male.
Yes.
But there was a time where you struggled with it.
Yeah, I did struggle with it because I didn't know if I was bi or gay, and a lot of people were saying, like, some of my, like, not classmates, but some people were like, maybe you're bi, maybe you're gay. And so I was sort of confused a bit, but then I really realized that I was gay.
Yeah. And do you ever, are you ever out at school or any other places? Do you find rejection, or have you felt hate from people?
Not really, actually. I've just felt acceptance everywhere I went. Sometimes I do get the eye, like a lot of people do, like the eye, and I just ignore it because I am who I am and there's nothing and nobody can really change that. How do you identify?
I'm a lesbian. I've had partners my whole adult life.
What was it like in your generation?
Well, I think I grew up in a strict Catholic family, so I didn't even know or hear the word gay until I was in college. I was a junior in college, and I became attracted to somebody who was my coach at the time. And so I was so confused and so struggled with my faith. And it was really hard because there was no acceptance at the time, especially within the Catholic faith. So it was really, really tough. How was it coming out in Homer, and when did you come out?
Actually, you know, it really wasn't that hard to really come out, because when I was little, my parents automatically could tell because I was wearing my Dorothy red slippers. That's how people knew me as, and singing the Broadway musical Cats and just having the time of my life. And my parents really accepted who I was, like, on the bat, and I didn't really come out, like, full on. I just did it as I grew up.
I hid my life for 10 years from my family because I feared rejection. And I think that's typical for people of my generation. I knew a lot of friends that came out and their families rejected them, and I struggled with that. I didn't want that experience. And then when I finally did come out to my family, they said, why did you wait so long?
Oh.
It chokes me up right now just thinking of it. And I don't necessarily share my lifestyle with everybody, but I think most people know I have a son. I was in a long-term relationship, and my son, you know, I thank Homer for being so loving, because my son used to say, I'm Ian and I have two moms. And no one ever looked sideways at him, and they never judged him going through school when he said, I have two moms. He was never ashamed of it, and that's how we brought him up. Mm-hmm. So it's been a beautiful place to raise a child, and you're a really great example of it.